The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't fence corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Looking at this theme, of course, it's a theme like Papa taught many years ago, that Jesus prayed for 3 hours. And then each time He will come to wake the disciples, "Why are you sleeping?" Then He will go back and He would say, "Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass over me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." And then 1 hour passed. And then we used to think that He was just saying, "Father, let this cup pass over me." And then Papa taught us that was the prayer point. That was not the prayer. You know, you give prayer point, then you start praying. That thing was the prayer point. So this is just like the cover. When you package something, then you cover, you put something on it. Publishing salvation. And my heart was so glad the way Mama, you know, looked at that issue and opened it to us. It's like drawing water from the wells of salvation. So one thing kept ringing in my heart all along, and it's just salvation. Salvation in itself. Hallelujah. And like Mama rightly said, you can't publish what you don't know. And I want to say that this meeting is not a meeting for Eternal Life Embassy. It's a meeting for the body of Christ. And that is why this meeting is being streamed all over the world. People are watching all over the world. Because this is the agenda. You know, some people will tell you, "I have my message. I know what God told me. I know what God said to me." But the Bible says there is no scripture that is of a private interpretation. So if what God told you is different from what the body of Christ is sounding, or is different from what majority of those who are seeking the Lord also are sounding, then you should check what the Lord said to you. Because people have used that. "You are the preacher of eternal life," like somebody told Daddy. "You are an apostle of eternal life." "I know what God called me to. I'm an apostle of prosperity." No, that is wrong. Nobody is an apostle of prosperity. The truth is this: we don't even know prosperity. You know, many of those days, sometimes back, we used to say, "Let's redefine what God is saying. Let's redefine." Then it struck me one day, there is no need to redefine. We define. God has defined things. It was the devil that redefined those things to us. He said, "This is an old message. This is also a new commandment. It's an old commandment." So God has defined things. It's just that we have not seen God's definition of things. So when we say prosperity, we don't even need to believe or say that. No, when you say money, that's not prosperity. Those who are saying that don't even know prosperity to start with. So what is prosperity? He has said it in 2 John 3:2. "I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be what? And be in health, even as if your soul prosper." It's a corresponding thing. So if your soul does not prosper, forget prosperity. That a man has money is not equal to prosperity. Satan has money. Illuminati has money. So we should begin to see the way God calls things. So we have seen salvation from the angle of, "I just got born again, altar call, come," and we got born again. That is not salvation. That is not salvation. God is salvation. There was one crusade ground where a man came, an elderly man, and when they made altar call, the man came out. And then he gave his life to Jesus. So the second day he came, and they made other call. He came again, gave his life to Jesus. The third day he came again, and the pastor said, "Baba, you are born again already. You have given your..." Baba said, "No, let's be giving our life to Him gradually." So people saw that. "No, you don't need to come out." But now I saw sense in what that man was doing. We should be giving it gradually. We can't give it at once. You can't lay down your life at once. And God will not even place that demand on you. It will take your lifetime to take your life. You see, that life the enemy has constructed for us, it will take our lifetime for God to take it away. Give us another orientation of what is truly His life. So when you meet a man who says, I have my message, ask him, we have one message, this then. When you say then, after all said and done, this is the sum, this then is the message. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. So any message that is not pointing towards that is not the message. So Jesus said, my father who called me, John 12, 49, 50, he has given me what to say and what to speak. There is what to say. There is what to speak. We don't say anything just anyhow. We don't speak anything. That is what has been given to say or to be said. He said, how shall they speak except they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful. So the beauty of the message is in the carrier of the message. So if you are not saved, you cannot publish salvation. So he said, he shall be called Moses, for I drew him out of water. He was drawn out of water so that he can draw out the children of Israel from water. So the essence of the message is on the messenger. Jesus is the message. He is the messenger. He is the focus. He is everything. Hallelujah. We have a short time. You know, God doesn't waste words. When God speaks, he means what he says. We may not understand. And when God speaks sometimes, he doesn't speak into the very day. So the day he told Abraham, how I will give you a son, and out of your son all the families of the earth shall be blessed. God was already seeing today. So when he spoke that word, maybe to Abraham, God was talking about, I will give you a physical child. No wonder he said, God, what will you give me seeing I go childless? But God said to him, I'm your shield and your exceeding great reward. What could be more than that? But because of where Abraham was standing, he couldn't see that. So he could see the immediate. So any minister of the immediate cannot publish salvation. Because the things that are immediate, don't they exist in the realm natural? See where Mama read? It is even on Zion that they will have to publish salvation. So you might be born again. You may not ascend to Zion. Your ascension to Zion is your walk in the spirit. So when you now get to the peak of that mountain, then you begin to publish salvation, because salvation also has been declared to you. Look at John. In John, in Revelation 21, he said, and he took me in the spirit to where? To a great high mountain. And what did he see? He saw the new Jerusalem on the high mountain. That is where the activities will now start. So if we have not ascended to the mountain, if all we focus on is what shall we eat, what shall we drink, what shall we be clothed, he said we are not better than the Gentiles. We are not even better than the birds who don't even sow, who don't reap. So I feel God is calling out to the church to look closely into the message. The place that was stirring in my heart was Hebrews 2. So I will just go by what that stirring was in my heart. Hebrews 2 from verse 1. He said, how shall we escape if we do what? If we neglect so great salvation, can we show it? Which the Lord at the first. The first is all. That is what matters to God. And at the very first, he brought it out. At the first began to be spoken by the Lord. So he didn't allow anybody to precede him in speaking it. He began the message. So if the Lord began the message, we must continue in the message. And was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. Some people heard him. They were eyewitnesses. They heard him. They didn't even stay with the voice, like Peter said, that came on the mountain. But they have a more sure word of prophecy. And the next verse says, how shall we, verse 4, God also doing what? God bearing them witness, both with what? Signs and wonders, and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. Now, the major issue was the so great salvation which the Lord himself began. When you say himself, you call that reflexive pronoun or emphatic pronoun. Like saying, I posted the letter. When I tell you I posted that, you should believe me. But when I'm beginning to say, I posted the letter myself. What does that?
I'm already moving to the realm of emphasis. When he says, which the Lord himself began to be spoken first. It means that's what matters to him. But God now did something. He confirmed unto us. He just confirmed. He used those things as a form of confirmation or as a witness. They are not the message. But the church today has left the message and they have moved into those things in verse 4. Look at those things in verse 4. Signs, wonders, diverse miracles, gifts of the Holy Ghost that even comes by the will of the Lord. God just said, let it be attending to what you are saying. As you speak them, don't worry, I will, as I deem fit, confirm my word with these things. But this is not what I am saying. But what is the church saying today? This is what the church is saying. This is what the church is preaching. This is what has led to the springing up of many mountains, many houses of prayer. They don't know what they call house of prayer. Jesus said, my house shall be called the house of prayer for all nations. Now, the house of prayer you see now is not the one Jesus meant. No, that's not what Jesus meant. So what has happened to us? Like Pastor Dixon will say, maybe a dog has beaten us. So he said, beware of dogs. Because if dog bites you, you will begin to say something. You are telling us something that if a pregnant woman drives anyhow, maybe in the streets of America, when they arrest her, they don't prosecute her. Why? She's under the control of so many emotions and hormones. So they put that into consideration. And even when somebody claims insanity in crime, you leave him. You say, he's not in his right mind, non-compomentis. He's not composed. Maybe they know what he did. The law frees them. Is that okay? So when we begin to do something that the Lord did not do, that means we have seen somebody. Or we have interacted with somebody that is not the Lord. No wonder he said, I will say to you that day, I don't know you. I don't know you. That's not what I started with you. Because I am salvation. He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation is the strength of my life. Salvation is strength. Salvation is not to be born again. It is the beginning. Being born again is the beginning of salvation. Hallelujah. So if we feel that having been born again, that we have been saved, why will he ask us to come to Zion? Why will he say there shall be mourners in Zion? That published salvation that said to Zion, thy God reigneth. He is saying to Zion, not to unbelievers. He will not say to unbelievers, your God reigneth. It is to Zion that he will say that to. He said, upon Mount Zion, he will raise Savior. Saviors will arise. So it means that salvation is not what we have called it to be. Hallelujah. Amen. And what was God's agenda to begin with? Let us make man. Let us make man. In our own image, after our likeness. That is the summary. That's what he said. Now, when he says after our likeness, you saw a colon there. Whatever will come afterwards will be dependent on our being made in his image and likeness. Hallelujah. So whether you have dominion over the fish of the sea, you want to enter water or do anything, is beside the issue. The issue is you have to be made. Say, I have to be made. So to be made is to be saved. So when you say, let us make man. Making man is saving man. So don't think that they have dropped that agenda. It is still the agenda. Which the Lord began at first to speak by himself. He has not changed. Hallelujah. His name, his mercy, his faithfulness, he himself is salvation. So when you talk about the mercy of the Lord, or the faithfulness of the Lord, or the name of the Lord, you are talking about salvation. Because God himself is salvation. God is mercy. God is faithfulness. God is his name. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Who runs into it? Is it the sinner that runs into it? No, it's the righteous that runs into it. What happens? That means before the righteous ran into that house, he was not really safe. Safe there is safety. Safety is preservation. Preservation is incorruption. Incorruption is salvation. Salvation is deliverance from those things that can administer corruption to you. There are strong enemies that we have. David said, the Lord has delivered me from my strong enemies. Yea, they that hate me. It's not your brother. Your brother can be angry with you. 3 days it will go down. You can't be angry for 3 days. And then it has not gone down. Then maybe you have not met the Lord. Or the Holy Ghost has not convicted you. Now say, actually, I didn't mean to be angry with you. Sorry, eh? You see, that shows that, okay, something has gone down. But there are some people, they hate you. They hate you. Sin hates you. Satan hates you. This world hates you. And you are permitted to hate them back. Hallelujah. These are the enemies that we need to be delivered from. That was teaching Akure yesterday, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's not Jesus, I save you, I save you. Save me. That's not calling upon the name of the Lord. It's a process. You must call upon that name, because that name is salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, when you look at Psalm 91, let's just read the last 3 verses of Psalm 91. That's from verse 14. He said, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver. Now, deliverance is salvation. You must know that. I will set him on high, because he has done what? He has known my name. There is something about the name of the Lord. Being saved is coming into the understanding of the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is not J-E-S-U-S, Jesus, you are my Savior, you are my Comforter. I know the name. No. I know his name. I know his name. His name is wonderful. I know his name. You know what we are doing? We are singing summary. We are not singing the song. We are singing summary. Because the song is salvation. He said, the Lord has become my song and my salvation. So when you sing, I know his name, you are just giving the summary. But do you really know the name? Because they that know thy name shall put their trust in thee. You need to know the name. To know the name is to come into the knowledge of that name. What does that name spell? That name spells salvation. Hallelujah. He said, verse 15, he shall call upon me. You see that? They that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For whosoever shall call, he will call upon me. What will I do? I will answer. I will do what? I will be with him in trouble. Why is it that some new creation people don't read this scripture? He didn't say, I will deliver him from trouble. I will be with him in trouble. You will go through the trouble, oh. I will be with you there. Somebody was saying affliction is not of God. In the fullness of affliction have I chosen you. Isaiah 48. Maybe they have caught it from their own Bible. For as many as will live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. For through many tribulation we must enter into it. You better be anticipating tribulation. You better be waiting for it. You better be thinking that we are dead. Be thinking like that, so that when the tribulation comes, you don't even know it has come. Because grace will carry you through. You want to escape tribulation. You want to do everything. Papa told us one day, he said, if everything is going with you, nyuba, something is wrong, go. You wake up, everything is just going well. Everything is, before you call me, answer. And you come to church to give testimony. As I called the name of the Lord, armed robbers went to raid in that place. And they shot, and something moved me to the back. And they killed so many people. Oh, but the God of this commission preserved me. And before I just said move, and I move. Why didn't God say to those people to move also? Are they worse sinner? Those people died by the pool of Siloam. Are they worse sinner? Except you repent in like manner, you will perish. So when you wake up today, say, Lord, thank you for mercy. It's just I've been given an opportunity to advance more in God. So don't say the God of my this, the God of that. No. Like daddy was telling us in the car, he doesn't want his children to know the God he knows. They should know God for themselves. David said to Solomon, 1 Chronicles 28:9, know the God of your father. I know this God, though. You should know him. So it's not about giving testimony. As you are going to buy the car, the dealer just said, don't worry, son, take away the car. Yeah, the Lord just said to me, I should give you the car. Everything is just going fine. Please go and fast and pray. Lord, I hope, what is happening? Now, anytime things are going well for me, I know that Wala is coming. I just know. Everything is just going fine. For I shall know the knife is coming very soon. Because it is not designed like that. It is a utopian world that such is designed. No, that is not how it is. So he said in Isaiah 46:10. Okay, let's finish that Psalm 91. The last verse says, I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. I will do what? honor him. What will I do with long life? There's not long life there now. Don't say long life for 120 years. If you don't need 120 years, there's nothing for you to live for 120 years. Is that okay? So stop thinking, I will give you long life. What is long life? It's 120 years long life. Grow back into the time of Adam. You will now know that those who die at 124, want to shekel, as it were. So long life is not length of days, as it were. Long life is eternal life. With eternal life, I will satisfy him. And what will I do? I will now show him myself. It's not your salvation. It is his salvation. And his salvation has to be shown. We don't know it, like Mama said. We don't know that salvation until God unveils it. Because like you said to us, somebody was asking you, what are you going to hear again? It's because that thing he's saying, something has not been shown to him. It's not his fault, sir. But something has been shown to you, and that motivated you. That's why that you have your own church, you are a pastor in your own right, you have a lot to do. You desire to come and hear something because you have an understanding. So it is by understanding that we can be helped. Hallelujah. He said, and I will show him my salvation. He said in Isaiah 46:10 that I declare the end from the beginning. And I've said that my counsel shall stand. And I will do all my pleasure. What is that pleasure? I will make man. And I have declared that end. What is end? End is salvation. Matthew 24:13. Whosoever shall endure to the end, what will happen to the person? The same shall be saved. So when you are talking about salvation, it has to do with what is at the end. And the Bible says the end of a matter is better than the beginning. So it's not the beginning. It's not what you are doing now. We will wait to see what you will do in the next 5 years, in the next 10 years. And that's why we sing in Batim Bakwe 70. Jacob and me, Oluwa, Jacob and me, in response to your saving voice, in the hope of eternal life. May we never become too familiar. You see, many of us, we have intense eagerness towards God. But if God checks the intent of that intent, it's because of the state you are in. The day they give you a jeep, they dash you 3-bedroom flat, you will slow down in your race. And that is why God will not allow those things to come. You know, I said it, sometimes God slows us down so that he can bless us. You showed me a scripture many years ago, Isaiah 30:18, Living Bible, and it says the Lord will conquer you to bless you. I went to read that scripture over and over. That scripture, you told me that scripture and you showed me it as you read it in Living Bible. But look at what it says. It said, and therefore, what will the Lord do? There is nothing God will ask you to do that the Lord himself has not done. The Lord will wait. That may be what? Gracious. The Lord be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you. He said, so shall you put my name. These things are matters of salvation. And therefore will he be exalted that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. In Living Bible it says, for the Lord will conquer you to bless you. So many of those conquering is actually salvation. So when you are going through stuff today, appreciate God for them. Because God is using those things to preserve you, to make you to tarry in learning faith. If they give you all that you want, you will not learn faith. Somebody said one day, they were preparing for a program in the church, like life campaign like this, and they were saying, no money. Anyway, let's just start by faith. We trust God. God will do it. And they were going. Somebody just said, we just pray God, we just bless us. We want to do life campaign. Somebody give us 10 million. Somebody give us 2 million. All this prayer we are praying will not even be necessary. And someone said, no! May we never come to that point where we will have all that we will need and we will not need to pray. That is satanic. You see that thought that says, let God just bless us. Is it not good? Pastor Alfred, if somebody gives you 10 million, will you not rest? You have lean. In the last 2 weeks, you have grown lean. Eh? What is happening? Because of life campaign. Pastor, this thing has been calling. He was following us with call. Where are you? Where are you? Because if he doesn't know where we are, he can't sit down to eat food. But sir, if somebody just gave us a helicopter, like the one flew to Ondo last week, and just say, son, all the ministers in Lagos, fly them down. Bah, they are there. Just bring them here. You will sleep more, sir. You see, that labor you are going through is your own salvation. The fact that you can't rest. Hey, you are, Where are they? Where would they? Now, all of us will close now, we'll go and sleep. They will not sleep maybe until 1, 2 a.m. That is their salvation. May we never come to that point where everything will be okay. We look at our store full of rice. Every bank account, everything is just settled down. And we say, Luwa Mudupe, Anu Moriba Oshie, eh? Oh, Robin Moshie Wua. Oh, Robin Moshie Nse. Oh, come, told you me. I told you I want hellfire. I told you I lost in hellfire. Otani, he will told you to hellfire because that's not the way he works. That's not the way he works. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation. You see, that part is not open to so many in the body of Christ. That salvation, soul salvation, is not open to many. And that's the problem. The day your eyes open to see soul salvation, then you are saved already. You have begun the journey. It's receiving. They have to give you. You have to receive it. You say, we have the kingdom. You don't have the kingdom. They have to minister the kingdom to you so you can have entrance. That end is a ministration. It's not what you sit down to read the Bible to get. No! So if all Jesus came to do on earth, to die, to do everything, is so that our lives can be good. Jesus has wasted his time. Because our lives, what we call our lives, which we don't even know our lives, really. Colossians 3, 4, for when Christ, who is our life? We don't know that. We have another life. That's why when you get home now and they are bugging your house, you will shout, I am you. Hey, I am you. Touch him with timbo. I went somewhere one day and somebody told me. So I parked in a school, in the compound of a school, in a university. So we went far away to his house. As we were driving back, the next day, he said, PJ, what if you get to that place now? They have taken away your car. What will you do? I said, I will not do anything. No. I said, the only thing I will do is, number one, because this is a school, a university, you have security, I will just record it that, okay, I parked a car here yesterday, and I got there today, and I didn't see it. I will borrow 1,000 from the guy. I will enter more. I will come back to Ondo. I will not call my wife and say, oh, Tishele. I will never swap. Well, if they carry it, let them carry it. God will provide money. We will get them. And if God does not provide money, why are Okada people doing Okada? Why is there Kakemarua? Why are there transport people? This is not our life. So that's why you shout when something touches it. Hey! Ayemio! It's your life. You don't know your life. When Christ, who is our life? Christ is our life. These things are not our life. We should not bother about them. What God is interested in is that we must be conformed to the image of the Son. That's what making man is. You see, salvation is they want to save you. There are things in your soul that the enemy has put there. The Lord wants to save us from them. And the final analysis is that we will be one with divine nature. Like you said, that is gracious nature. That is divine nature. So any message, any preaching that is not gearing towards divine nature or conforming to the image of the Son, begin to question it. Begin to check. Is it so? Is it in line? You are not being rude. You are not trying to say you know too much. No, but you are trying to say, no, is this it? This is not it. This is not what the Lord says. We have to give so earnest heed to these things. That you are okay in life doesn't mean you are saved. That you are not okay in life doesn't mean you are not saved. It doesn't respond to any of this. Salvation is from the highest. It's highest. When something's from the highest, nothing has impact on it. It's from the highest. Why would Jesus die? So what Jesus died for must be something serious than what we have been saying. And the prayer which we keep praying is that the Lord will open the eyes of all of us. The church of Jesus all over Ondoland, all over Nigeria. That instead of people going to prayer mountain, you are naked, you are poor. Nothing. You need to be closed with God. That's salvation. Because salvation is a house. They need to wire you with salvation. And the way they do that is by the ministration of the content of salvation spelled out in the gospel of our Lord Jesus, which is called the faith of the Son. Are we blessed tonight? Can we just begin to bless God? Let's begin to bless God and thank Jesus. Let's honor Jesus. Let's honor Jesus.
Something has been done tonight. Something has been done tonight. We have been injected to come alive to the realm of God's saying. We have been injected to come alive to the realm of God's saying. There are many things God wants to say to us that we won't be able to receive except we come up to his realm. And this evening's ministration is to say, come up here. What I want to say is, know where you are. Come up here. Come up, come up, come up, come up. Thank you, man, the Father, for help tonight to step into the realm where we can hear your voice. Lord, we appreciate you. We give the glory to you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Thank you very much, very much. Thank you very much. Well, welcome to a sphere of resourcefulness. The heavens have come to this meeting with a great resource. Resource. A door is open. Can we have the interpretation? Let's have it. Let's have it.
Oh, Braskias Peletridis Zela Clates Perete Blatuspeo. For I have just begun to unveil to you the reason for the making of man, the reason for the creation of man. It is to show my wisdom, which is to save. It is to unveil me as salvation. It is to unveil me as your savior. It is to unveil me as that which is your rock, that which is your keeper, that which is your habitation, that which is your safety. Yea, for I am the safety. I am the safety. I am the true safety. I am salvation is safety. And that is what I am. I have come to unveil it. It has been appointed that it will be unveiled on the earth. By mankind it will be known. Our nature as salvation will be known. Our nature as saviors will be seen. Yea, until this is done, the earth will not pass away. Until this is done, the end will not come. We must be known as saviors. We must be known as saviors. For I am salvation. I am salvation, says the Spirit.
Amen. So they are bringing things that pertain to salvation. There's a great resources of those things that heaven has allotted for this meeting. We appreciate the Lord for tonight. The Lord will still provide for our needs. Amen. He will still protect us. Amen. But we are not afraid of them. So the problem is that the devil makes us to be afraid. We have fear. It's not that he cannot provide, but we have fear. Will he provide? So let's bank much to save for the day. The rainy day. He keeps us. He doeth miracle every day. But you see, we must not forget the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is salvation. And that's the emphasis of this hour. God said to me, he wants to raise special servants that will function in the days we are already into. We are in a day that some services will no more be required. There will be dysfunctional. I tell you, will be dysfunctional because death and hell has opened up their venom. So they are pouring out more. We need more light. We need more accuracy. We need more strength to handle things on ground. Amen? So I want us to know that it's a great time of God raising great servants. And you are the servants. Hallelujah. We will publish salvation. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org Remain blessed.